Good morning, it's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a weekend that could define the Premier League title race, Liverpool and Arsenal both secured crucial wins, setting the stage for a nail-biting finish to the season. Liverpool's 3-1 triumph over Fulham, highlighted by Gravenberch's first goal in the league, pulled them level with Arsenal, who also emerged victorious against Wolves, maintaining their lead with a dramatic late goal by Martin Odegaard. This victory not only underscores Arsenal's resilience, but also keeps them at the summit with 74 points. The battle for the top spot is fiercer than ever, with both Liverpool and Manchester City not far behind and holding a game in hand. This adds an extra layer of excitement to the upcoming fixtures, which could very well decide the fate of the title. Aston Villa's come-from-behind win over Bournemouth further intensifies the competition at the top of the table, cementing their position in fourth place. Amidst this heated contest, Jose Mourinho, a seasoned expert in the football world, has weighed in, tipping Manchester City as the slight favourites to clinch the title with a 51% chance, leaving Liverpool with a 49% chance. This prediction highlights the razor-thin margins that could ultimately determine the champion of this season's Premier League. As we look ahead, the matches against Chelsea for Arsenal and other upcoming games for the contenders promise to be decisive in this thrilling race for supremacy. In a stirring display of athleticism and tribute, the 2024 London Marathon has etched new records and emotional moments into the annals of marathon history. At the heart of this year's event were Kenyan runners Peres Jepchirchir and Alexander Mutiso, who not only clinched titles but also set a new world record and paid homage to a fallen comrade. Peres Jepchirchir shattered the world record for an all-female marathon, clocking an astonishing 2 hours, 16 minutes and 16 seconds. This remarkable achievement surpassed the previous record by a significant 45 seconds, marking a momentous occasion in marathon running. Jepchirchir's performance at the London Marathon will be remembered as a pinnacle of endurance and speed. On the men's side, Alexander Mutiso emerged victorious with a finish time of 2 hours, 4 minutes and 1 second. His win was not just a personal triumph, but also a heartfelt dedication to Kelvin Kiptum, last year's champion and Mutiso's late friend, who tragically died in a car crash. This gesture of remembrance added a layer of emotional depth to Mutiso's victory, intertwining personal loss with the spirit of competition. The marathon also celebrated achievements in the wheelchair races, with Swiss athlete Marcel Hug taking the title in the men's category and Catherine De Bruyne winning the women's race. Their victories underscore the diverse talent and determination present at this year's London Marathon, highlighting the event's inclusivity and competitive spirit. This year's London Marathon was not just about breaking records. It was a testament to the human spirit's resilience, the camaraderie among athletes, and the enduring legacy of sportsmanship. Jepchirchir's world record and Mutiso's poignant victory, along with the achievements of Hug and De Bruyne, have made the 2024 London Marathon a landmark event in the world of long-distance running. In a shocking turn of events, a Metropolitan Police officer's comments have sparked outrage and calls for high-level resignations. This incident has thrust the safety of London's Jewish community into the spotlight, revealing deep concerns over alleged no-go zones during anti-Israel protests. Former Home Secretary Suella Braverman, alongside prominent advocacy groups like the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, has called for the resignation of Metropolitan Police Chief Sir Mark Rowley. This demand comes after a disturbing video surfaced showing an officer suggesting that being openly Jewish could provoke pro-Palestinian protesters. The Metropolitan Police has since issued an apology for the remarks, which have been widely condemned. The video not only sparked outrage, but also raised alarming questions about the existence of areas in London where Jewish individuals feel unsafe. Specifically, the CEO of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism, Gideon Falter, experienced direct threats to his safety, being ordered not to cross a street due to his appearance. This incident has intensified calls for accountability within the Metropolitan Police. The government has publicly criticised the actions of the police, placing the onus on London Mayor Sadiq Khan to address the issue. Both Mayor Khan and the Home Secretary have expressed their concerns, emphasising the need for measures to ensure the safety and security of all Londoners. This situation underscores the urgent need for action to protect the rights and safety of Jewish residents in the city. In a dramatic turn of events, Mark Menzies, a 52-year-old former Tory MP, has stepped down from Parliament and the Conservative Party amidst swirling allegations of misusing campaign funds. This resignation throws a spotlight on the ethical challenges facing the political landscape in the UK, especially as the country gears up for an upcoming general election. Menzies cited personal pressures for his departure, but the backdrop to this decision is a series of allegations that have rocked his career. His former campaign manager has publicly criticised the Conservative Party for failing to address concerns over Menzies' handling of political donations. This controversy deepened with revelations that Menzies may have used campaign funds to extricate himself from a personal hostage situation, a claim that has prompted Lancashire Police to initiate a review. The internal investigation by the Conservative Party acknowledged Menzies' behaviour fell below expected standards, yet stopped short of confirming the misuse of funds. Despite this, the implications are severe. Breaching the Nolan principles of public life could lead to Menzies' suspension from the Commons, as per the Standards Commissioner's recommendation. In response to the fallout, the party has suspended Menzies from his role as a government trade envoy and is taking steps to ensure better management of campaign funds through retraining. As Menzies remains a sitting MP until the next election, on full salary, he has appealed for his family's privacy during this tumultuous period. His once secure majority seat is now perceived as vulnerable, adding another layer of uncertainty to the Conservative Party's prospects. This incident compounds the ethical dilemmas the party faces, following the resignation of former Prime Minister Boris Johnson over misleading Parliament about lockdown parties. With the Labour Party calling for a police investigation into Menzies' actions, the political drama underscores the broader ethical challenges ahead of the general election. In a touching tribute to a remarkable monarch, Sarah Ferguson remembered Queen Elizabeth II on what would have been her 97th birthday, highlighting the enduring impact of Britain's longest-serving queen. Born on April 21, 1926, and affectionately known as Lilibet by her family, Queen Elizabeth II's legacy is one of dedication and service, spanning over seven decades on the throne. Queen Elizabeth II's journey began in an idyllic setting, cherished by her loved ones and stepping into a role that would define British history. She ascended to the throne at the tender age of 25, following the death of her father, King George VI, and from that moment dedicated her life to her country and the Commonwealth. Her reign, remarkable for its duration and the changes it witnessed, saw her work alongside 15 British prime ministers, showcasing a steadfast commitment to her duties until the very end. Liz Truss was the last Prime Minister welcomed by the Queen just 2 days before her passing on September 8, 2022. The Queen's state funeral, which featured a procession through the streets of London, was a poignant farewell to a monarch whose life was intertwined with the history of the United Kingdom and the wider world. Her 70-year reign, marked by unwavering duty and resilience, left an indelible mark on the nation and its people. Sarah Ferguson's tribute not only acknowledges the personal connection she shared with the Queen, but also underscores the deep respect and affection that many felt for Elizabeth II. Despite a minor discrepancy in age reporting, the sentiment of her message resonates with those who admired the Queen's enduring legacy. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.